Okay. So I'm Dave Heller. I'm the product marketing manager for Microsoft Planner.
And I'm Ira Cho. I lead the program management team for Planner.
Thank you so much for attending today's session. Most of us work as part of a team at some point every year. And for some of us, it's much more frequent, like every week. Some of us work collaboratively and efficiently in a way that's representative of the modern workplace. And then there are those of us with a box of sticky notes and a dream of getting something done. But in either scenario, we're likely spending many thousands of dollars on point solutions, or very simply, we're not working effectively as a team. In today's session, I'd like to introduce you to Microsoft's newest application in Office 365, Microsoft Planner. Again, apologies for my voice. It doesn't hurt as bad as it sounds. Today, we will think about how organizations get things done and learn about how teams can achieve more together with Planner. In a live demo, we will see how users and teams can work and collaborate in an intuitive and simple interface. Afterwards, Ira will answer key questions. How can I manage and extend this application? What features are coming? Stay tuned. We'll have ample time for Q&A, and there's a good chance that we'll get a few minutes back. The modern workplace. The 9-to-5 is more like the 7-to-10. We may not always be at our desk, but we all have smartphones. It's like being out of office is the new being in the office. There are also individuals and teams in different time zones than us, and we have to work together to get things done. Given this state, there are some real challenges to working together. 30% of executives say that the greatest challenge to executing strategy is the failure to coordinate across units. 25% of the average worker's time goes into looking for information. 25%. When we think about our organizations, these are a few of the real challenges we face. Additionally, consider that there are 2 to 3 generations working together across different functions. Last year, I worked in the sales organization, and the work style between then and now could not be more different. But I've always been able to collaborate with my peers in the field, in corporate, and in the partner community. So you look at this slide, and not only does one size not fit all, one size didn't even fit me between this year and last. We all work differently, and that should never be a burden. The goal of the modern workplace isn't to change everyone's work style, it's to accommodate multiple work styles towards a common goal. Office 365 enables us to work in different ways to get things done efficiently, collaboratively, and securely. Speed to market is vitally important for many of us, and it's a real competitive differentiator. We can communicate, create, share, and connect across groups to accomplish this goal. And a vitally important aspect of being productive in Office 365 is managing the work we do. The work management ecosystem of yesterday had solutions for task management for the individual worker with solutions like Wunderlist. And there are solutions for major project and portfolio management, like you see in Project. In terms of level of complexity of work, both ends of the spectrum are covered. Knowing how we operate organizationally, there's a large subset of work that's done in the middle of that spectrum, where people manage tasks together to complete projects that may not be part of a larger portfolio. And there's a great opportunity to make an impact in this space. Thinking about what we value and what we want in a work management solution, we want to get organized quickly. We want to work together effortlessly so that we can achieve more. And with that in mind, I would like to introduce Microsoft Planner, work management for the modern workplace. Planner is a simple, visual way to organize teamwork for everyone in the organization. Simplicity is our guiding principle, and we want a tool that every team can use. I once had a VP at a Fortune 100 company tell me that the day he has to learn a new project management tool would be the worst day of his life. I don't anticipate having that same kind of commentary with Planner. Keeping it simple is what enables us to work together effortlessly. You can open Planner for the first time, and in minutes, you can set up a plan, create membership, create a task, assign an owner, attach content, and start a conversation. There's no learning curve. Planner is a core application in Office 365. What this means is that enterprise and education customers with Office 365 will have access to Planner in their tenant without any incremental cost. Being a core app also means that Planner is tightly woven with Office 365, and specifically with Office 365 Groups, which is a service that provides a shared set of team assets. For example, when I create a plan, that automatically creates a SharePoint site, a OneNote, a calendar, a mailbox, and a conversation board, all as part of the Office 365 Groups experience. Conversely, if you create a group in Office 365, a plan will be created as well. So you have a platform to work together when that time comes. Please, I encourage you today for the rest of the week, please feel free to stop by the expo to speak to the Office 365 groups and sort of the general collaboration area to learn more about how these tools interact with each other. Our data is incredibly valuable, and it needs to be incredibly secure. Planner was born in Office 365 and meets stringent compliance standards out of the box. Since our rollout began in June, there has been really, really encouraging feedback. TechCrunch highlighted the simplicity and ease of use. Lifehacker noted how well integrated Planner is with Office 365. We had an early release customer, an international accounting firm, rave about how Planner has changed the way they work together across teams, across geographies. Their meetings are now more purpose-driven because the work has already been assigned and the progress is plainly visible before the meeting even starts. And now we get to take a look. Great. So what we see here is the Planner Hub. This shows all of my plans, and on top, you'll see that I have my favorite plans. These are the plans that I highlight as the ones that I care about right now, or this week, let's say. And what we're looking at is the all-up view of the tasks being done within this plan and the status, so I can take a look and very quickly understand how much work is late, how much is on time, what hasn't been started. Now I'm going to dive into my online marketing plan. Gonna hit fast forward for a second. So what we see here is the heart and soul of Planner. This is the board. This is a Kanban style way of managing tasks for teams. And what we're looking at are buckets, which categorize the work we do. So you see here, there's to-do. For my online marketing team, we have a subsegment of work for messaging and branding, and we have work for launch events. But that said, I can add a new bucket very easily. And let's take a look at what the task looks like within Planner. So let's type a task name. Demo task. I'll add that. Let me open it up. First, I want to add an assignment. Yurei standing right next to me, I think he is a worthy candidate.
Thanks.
Welcome. You'll see on top, I can put this in whatever bucket I want. Let's keep it in demo. Progress, let's put it as in progress. As you can see, we also have the option of not started or complete. We have a start date and also a due date, so I can track the completion. We have the option for a checklist. So for here, I'll ask Yurei, you know, find me a cough drop. And that's sort of a sub item within this task. We can also add a description, attach files, and start a conversation that syncs up with Outlook. So anything that's written there goes into Outlook that you can read on your computer, your PC, or your mobile device, and it all flows back in through the task. But the conversation can happen elsewhere if that's how you'd like to work. We'll see on the right here, there's different kinds of color coding. For example, in this plan, I have red meaning urgent. So I want Yurei to attend to this really quickly. And so I'll mark it as urgent, and we'll see that it creates a little tab when I close the task over here. We have a few other options. There's 6 total tabs. There's different ways to indicate what people should be paying attention to. On the top here, you'll notice it says notebook. This is our shared OneNote, again, part of the Office 365 group's experience. And I'll click over here, and we'll see that we have the conversation board, the calendar, SharePoint site, and again, some administrative controls on the bottom there to be able to edit the plan, edit the name, leave it, add to favorites, or subscribe to emails. Now, something that's really cool about Planner is being able to have different kinds of visuals of what work is being done. So we'll see over here, it says group by buckets. But you know what? Maybe I want to group by who's doing the work. So I click group by assigned. And we can see across. We can see across all the work that's being done by everyone on the team. And maybe I care a little more about the progress. What's not started, what's in progress, what's complete. And you know, I'm looking here and it says Twitter content, but I know that's done. So I can go ahead and just drag it right over there and make it complete. Another way of visualizing all the work we're doing is in the charts. And so what we see here is a very succinct all-up view of all the work that's being done by everyone on the team. So we see all our team members in the middle. On the left is the plan view. But let's say I'm a manager, and all that I really care about is what's late. So I can click on the late part here. Got a little latency. Well, what we'll see on the right is I click on the late part, it'll show me all of my late tasks. And you know what? Maybe if I care more about what is Alex doing, what does he have that's late, I can click on that, and it'll show me all of Alex's work organized by due date, or I can organize it further by progress or buckets. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, I'm a member of a plan, but if I'm in 30 plans, how do I see all this work? We also have a page called My Tasks that shows the all-up view of all the work that's assigned to me across plans. And you can see on the right here, it says group by progress, but you can also group it by plan. So in Ignite 2016, I have 2 tasks to myself, and those are the only ones I have across all my plans. But this is the one way for an individual worker to be able to see the work that's assigned to them across all of their plans. So to recap, with Microsoft Planner, it's included in Office 365 and a part of the Office 365 group's experience, fully integrated with the whole suite. It's very easy to learn. It's meant for everyone in the organization, and it's very simple to get going quickly. It's something that empowers teams. It adds more meaning and more structure to the way that we work together. And again, the information is incredibly secure because it's born in Office 365. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Let's give your voice a little bit of a rest.
Thank you.
So like Dave noted, we build Planner from day one to be a part of Office 365. And so in addition to all of that regulatory compliance features that you expect out of an Office 365 service, we also invested a lot in management capabilities, as well as ways to extend Planner to make it better fit your organization and your business processes. And so I'm going to go and talk a little bit about this set of capability. How does this thing not work? The first thing before I go too deep into all of the management capabilities that Planner has, I did want to highlight that relationship between Planner and Office 365 groups. Like Dave noted earlier, we know that not one tool, not one size fits all. And so in Office 365, we provide a lot of different capabilities to help you collaborate and in different stages of your collaboration. The thing that brings that all together is Office 365 groups. What Office 365 groups allows you to do is create, a collection of people, we'll call that a group, and you can use that same collection of people across each workload. Let me give you an example. So, typically when we start off a new project, a lot of times we're just going to be exchanging conversations, exchanging emails, things like that. During that portion of the project, I'm going to be working a lot in Outlook. It's all about communication. As I continue on and formalize the processes there, that's when I start creating work items and I want to track how we're doing. During that phase, things like Planner really helps out. Oftentimes, the result of a collaboration is going to be something like a document or a collection of notes, a presentation. And so in those cases, we also have capabilities like OneNote and SharePoint. If you think back a couple years ago, a lot of times doing this sort of collaboration across all of the workloads was really difficult. How many people here have had the case in which I'm like, hey, I've shared a document with you and sent you an email, only for you to go and say, sorry, I don't have access to that document. Can you try again? Groups basically solves that problem for us. Once you go and create a group, all you have to do is share your document with the group, send an email to the group conversation. All of the permissions management is handled behind the scenes for you. What makes that all possible is the fact that all of the groups are mastered in what we call Azure Active Directory. And so this is the unified kind of master store for all of the people and group information for your Office 365 tenancy. Because Planner is yet another one of these workloads or collaborative capabilities within Office 365, we're able to centrally manage. And so when we look at the management capabilities for Planner, we often look at them with groups all up. Can you hit the next slide for me, please?
That'll make it easy.
Okay, one more. Okay. And so when we look at managing Planner within your organization, we wanted to provide a couple of different layers of controls. So first off, you get the very basic stuff around app launcher visibility. And so this is how you show and hide Planner to your end users. This works like any other Office 365 service. You go and toggle the licenses via your Office 365 admin UI or via PowerShell to go and manage the service plans and licenses. That's kind of the basic first step. The next capability that we've added recently is the ability to control which users can actually create a group or a plan within your organization. For example, we talked to a bunch of EDU customers, and in those cases, it was important that, we're going to only be rolling out groups and Planner to our faculty, not yet to our students. And so this capability lets you go and say, I don't want everyone in the organization to be able to create groups, just the people who are teachers and just the faculty right now. And so in order to do that, you can go and specify a policy in Azure Active Directory and go and specify a specific security group that only the people in that group can go and actually create plans. Tenant admins can also override this. And so, for example, in some other organizations we've talked to, tenant administration or IT still wanted to have that sort of control around, we want to go and specify who's going to go create the groups, or we just want to handle that for you. And so that's okay too. You can have that level of control. The next two items are stuff that we still have in progress. The first one is around naming conventions. a lot of organizations we talked to wanted to have some additional enforcement around what the names of all of their groups are going to be called. For example, and again, using an EDU example, I want to have everything like class underscore ABC. So I always know that in my directory, that's a class. Or you know, a lot of folks in the sales organization like using Planner as well. So I want to have everything prefixed with an account and some account number too. And so you can specify these sorts of roles, these sorts of naming conventions based off of Azure Active Directory properties, as well as you know, custom prefixes and postfixes. As usual, we also provide an admin override. Some of the additional controls that we have in the works as well are things around usage guidelines and data classification. And so this way, you're able to go and specify you know, a link or a high business impact, medium business impact, you know, whatever you want to go and specify, so your organization understands how to go and use this collaboration. Okay, next slide. I'm gonna grab the water. Okay, so that was some of the management capabilities that we have in the works. The next thing, I'm gonna switch over and talk a little bit about extensibility. So extensibility is kind of near and dear to my heart. Before I worked on Planner, I worked on the Office developer ecosystem for several years, and so I really kind of get nerdy about the dev stuff sometimes still. And so who here's heard about the Microsoft Graph before? Anyone? Handful of the folks, great. So the Microsoft Graph API is a new API that we released, I think, about a year ago. And so what it does is it goes and creates a unified endpoint for you to access all of the data within Office 365. So for anyone who's been building solutions on top of Office 365 for a while or on top of the Microsoft stack for a while, you might remember that back in the day, you'd have to go and say, I'm going to authenticate to Exchange. I'm going to authenticate to SharePoint. And they're a little bit different. All the APIs look a little bit different. It's kind of hard. Microsoft Graph is intended to help solve those problems. You only need to go and have one shared authentication scheme, and you can access all of the valuable data that's stored within Office 365. You know, for example, you know, your calendar information knows where you are. So, you know, let's say if you wanted to build an app that connects your calendar information, which knows where you need to be, and say Uber, you know, to go and book a ride, you can go and actually link all that data together. You know, for example, yesterday, we can go and say, hey, you know, traffic might be worse because there might be a big concert in the area. Maybe you should book an Uber instead. You can go and write those sorts of applications. I think the best example, though, of a Microsoft Graph application is actually Planner itself. Our team was the first team in within Microsoft to actually build, you know, a production-ready app on the Microsoft Graph. And so we have Planner as the best kind of use case for the Graph. So you can see you can build a pretty rich, complete solution using the Graph. So if you haven't looked at it much yet, I highly recommend looking into it a little bit more deeply. What Planner goes and provides to the Graph is the ability to basically access all of the data from Planner on that Graph. And so you can go and access all of the plans that you have within Planner, as well as all of the tasks. It's a pretty simple, straightforward pattern in which you have a group. As you saw, the groups have a number of resources. One of them is a plan, so you can go access the plans. And then under that are collections of tasks. And so once you have access to all this information, it's easy for you to take that information, you know, connect it up with a different system, or in some cases, you might even decide that you want to go and push tasks into Planner to make it easier to track across your teamwork. With Graph, as I noted, shared standards around authentication, also shared standards around the actual format. So we're using OData v4, it's all RESTful, and then there's actually a really big effort internally about trying to just make the patterns within the API look more consistent across all of the workloads to make it easier for developers to build out solutions. Okay, so that was a little bit around the management capabilities to figure out how you can go and provide more control over Planner within your organization, and as well as how to extend it. The next thing I'm gonna do is talk about our roadmap. So Planner, as many of you may know, is a brand new service. We're still just getting started, and I really want to emphasize that while we're getting started, now is the best time for you to help us influence the product. You know, we really listen to all the feedback, and I highly suggest down there you can see we have a user voice forum. This is a way that you can go and actually suggest features to the product team and vote for them. I personally read just about every single comment and every single vote that gets, they all go to my inbox exactly, so I can just actually track everything as it comes in. Sometimes the comments are nice, sometimes they're kind of mean. I read them all. And you know, it's really great to get that sort of firsthand feedback from everyone who's using it. These are some of the highlighted features that are actually influenced by user voice. You know, these represent some of the top vote-getting features on our list. In addition to these, we also have other features that are planned, things like, you know, more around reporting, more around notifications, but I'm gonna go and talk about these highlighted ones first. So the first feature that we have planned is the ability to assign work to multiple people. And so what Dave showed to you was just assigning work to me, because everyone likes to assign me work. but sometimes I want to share that work. And so we're going to be adding the capability in the next couple months to assign work to multiple people. I will say that personally, this was a really interesting debate internally, because in addition to building Planner, a lot of the folks who work on Planner also work on the project team. And we were really into, I want single accountability. I want to know the exact person to ask about the status of everything. But this isn't that sort of structured project management case. This is ad hoc, you know, team task management. And you know, when we looked at the requirements there, you just needed to be more freeform. And so that's why we decided to go ahead and enable this feature. And again, also, this is the number one vote getting feature on user voice. And so we felt like it was important to actually listen and meet the needs. Next one. The next feature that we're currently working on is the ability to go and invite external users into your plans. And so the most common thing that we hear about this one is, hey, yes, I'm working with folks in my organization, but I'm also working with some vendors. I'm also working with some partners from a different organization. This will make it possible for you to invite these users into your plans and then have them go and manage the tasks, get all the right notifications, and so on. This is a capability that's getting introduced into Office 365 groups in general. And so, you know, once it gets lit up for groups, which is happening pretty much right now, we're gonna go do the additional work to get that all hooked up for Planner as well. And so, like all sorts of capabilities, we do provide an admin switch, so don't worry that you will still have control over which groups or which users can go and actually have, go add external users to your plans, but I did want to kind of call out that their controls are there. Okay, next one is also another kind of no-brainer one. We are working on Planner mobile apps across all the platforms. These are going to be full-fledged native apps, so we're building Windows Universal, and we're also building native iOS and native Android apps. One of the things I'd like to call out for the apps that we're building out, though, is that they're not just sort of add-on, tacked-on minimum functionality cases. You will have a full-on Planner board that's scaled to the mobile form factor, and you can use the full sort of full features that you'd expect from Planner. You know, some of the scenarios that I like a lot are going to be things like just continuing the conversations on a task, as well as doing things like, I'm going to take a picture of a whiteboard, and I'm going to attach it to the task right away, you know. Keeping all of that collaborative content together is what Planner is really there for. And so we think the mobile apps will really help a lot in that vein. And then the last feature I want to highlight is around templates. And so this one we're still kind of in the early plans on, but the way that we're really thinking about this is we're not actually looking to have Microsoft define a bunch of templates. You know, we think that there's some value there, but it's really about meeting the needs of your own organization. And so the way we're approaching this problem and this feature is all about, you know, letting you go and define your templates. So let's say you spend a bunch of time setting up a plan for your specific business needs. You should be able to reuse that, right? So we're gonna be looking at how do you go and say, start from an existing plan or copy a plan so you don't have to spend that time setting things up already again, as well as going and setting org level templates. So that way, if the organization has some standard processes that they want to do, it's easy to go and enforce that across the org. Okay, next slide. Okay, and so that was just a highlight of some of the main features that we have in our roadmap. Like I said, those were the main ones that were kind of at the top of that user voice list, but we do have other features planned as well. Do you want to? Okay. Yeah. And so the next part that we wanted to do is, you know, we do have a bunch, we've heard a bunch of feedback already, and we have some frequently asked questions and answers that we wanted to run through first before going into kind of a more open and free-form question and answer session.
Great. So Ire, will Planner have deep project management features?
Wow, that's a great question, Dave. And so the answer here is that, you know, what Dave mentioned early on is we really, really value Planner's simplicity. We want to make sure that it's easy for anyone in the organization to get started in Planner. You know, you don't want to go and have training or a huge learning curve for it. You should be able to just dive right in and get going. And so while we're certainly open to having additional project management capabilities here, we won't do it at the cost of its simplicity. That said, Dave also mentioned that we have a lot of capabilities within Office 365 for much more deep project management. You can get these through Project Online as well as Project Professional. And if your needs are things like, I want to do baselining, track multiple dependencies across, you know, long time horizons, things of that sort, we have a different product for that, and we think it's quite robust. If you just want to do simple kind of team management, ad hoc teams, Planner's your tool. The next question people usually ask around that is, hey, how would you relate the two together? As I noted, I work on both Planner and Project, and so certainly we're talking amongst each other. I don't talk to myself all the time, but we're talking to one another about all of the integrations between the two to how to roll all that information up.
All right. I have a few feature requests. How can I know what's coming, and what should I suggest on user voice?
Yeah. So as I've been kind of pushing that whole user voice thing, feel free to suggest anything that's relevant to your business and your organization. Even if it's kind of a unique requirement, like I said, I will actually read just about every single thing that comes through, and so I will always feed that back into the designs of our teams. In addition to just tracking the status on user voice, we also have a public Office 365 roadmap, and so you can go and see, hey, what are the things that are in development or coming soon? So a lot of the features I talked about are listed on our public roadmap as well.
Great. All right, I have an eligible Office 365 license, but I don't see Planner in my tenant. What's up with that?
Another great question. So first off, Planner, as Dave mentioned, is included in most of your Office 365 SKUs. Just to list them all out, it's part of Business Essentials, Business Premium, E1, E3, E4, E5, and both kind of the EDU and kind of the normal commercial variants of that. We're in the process of rolling out Planner worldwide. Many folks already have access to it, but if you don't yet, we're just continuing to roll out over the next few months, and so you should be seeing it soon.
Great. All right, I have a question, but I want to go to lunch. Where can I find you for the rest of the week?
Okay. So both Dave and I, voice permitting, we'll be basically at the Planner booth the next couple of days. And so, you know, we're happy to go through and do deeper demos on any of the portions that you saw today, as well as answer any old questions that you might have about Planner. So definitely encourage you guys to stop by the expo downstairs and say hi, and, you know, let us know what you think so far.
Great. So now we'll open up the floor. Please use the microphones in the aisles so we can record this. And then also, if you have to leave beforehand, I please encourage you to evaluate our session. I believe you can do it through your Ignite app as well as through desktop.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
So question, are any of the features in Planner subject to the Security and Compliance Center, the e-discovery tools? Can you preserve? Can you search? Are all of them, none of them, some of them?
Yeah, so currently the Planner content itself is not subject to the e-discovery content yet. It is within our roadmap to go and enable those specific compliance features. The parts that do work with the e-discovery is anything that you have a conversation about. So within Planner, do you want to switch to the demo just so we can refer to it a little bit?
Sure.
Just open up a task. So on each of the tasks, you can go and attach documents as well as have a conversation on them. those conversations are backed by exchanges, group conversations. The documents are stored within SharePoint. So all of that content is subject to the e-discovery. But as I noted, it is something that's on our roadmap.
So the buckets, I guess, and the, like the instruction and tasks, those wouldn't be?
Not yet.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay. There you are. Good.
So first, thanks for adding this to Office 365. It's an awesome tool.
Thank you.
And
thanks.
Very good to see controls coming on who can create groups. That's a good start. But it's still a bit of a free-for-all. People can delete tasks, update anything they want in a task, so it doesn't give the owner of the plan much control. So just wondering when we can expect more control over who can destroy what.
Okay, for sure. Sounds good. So, you know, I think first off, a lot of how we, when we design Planner, what we're trying to do is make sure that the collaboration was friction-free so that, you know, all the users in that within your team can go ahead and say, you know, create tasks, complete tasks, and so on, upload documents, whatever it may be. I think for your specific question, what I would really recommend is suggest the types of controls that you're looking for on user voice, and then, you know, based on the feedback around that more broadly, we can go figure out the right timing for it. But it's something that I have definitely heard of before. Thanks.
I posted it on
YouTube. Okay, how's it doing so far?
Well, I just posted it last week.
Okay, we'll see how it goes then. Thanks. Let's take a question over here.
Two questions. One, you mentioned the E3 and the EDU SKUs. What about the G3s, government SKUs?
Yeah, so that's another good question. So currently, we're not yet deployed to the government clouds yet. It's something that we're planning to do next year.
Okay, it's timelines next year, isn't that like MDOT and because of the certification?
Sorry, say that again?
Is that because like the FedRAMP certification?
Basically, we do need to be in the special clouds in order to get those certifications, and that's what we're working on right now, to get the audits all completed for that, as well as Planner's a new service, so just making sure that all of our infrastructure that we rely on is within those clouds too.
Okay, and the second question is, you mentioned the ability to add Planner to multiple individuals. Will you be able to also use other Office 365 groups or AD groups to assign those tasks?
Sorry, so let me make sure I got your question right. So the capability I talked about today was around assigning a task to multiple people. And so any of the members that you're assigning tasks to must be a part of the Office 365 group there. Can you repeat your question?
I was wondering if you could associate, for example, if you have a larger project and you want to bring them down into separate projects that may have a correlation, would you be able to assign one task to another Office 365 group
so that way they can
create their own buckets?
Okay. So that's not something that we support today around the ability to assign a task specifically to a broader group or kind of moving it across, but it's something that we have definitely heard of and are thinking about. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I think that we had someone over there waiting for a bit.
So if you're working in a group and you want to get to your plan, there's no easy way to navigate. Are you going to, instead of going to the Waffle or the app launcher and going to Planner, is there going to be an easier way to navigate to your plan?
Yeah, yes, there will be. We're in the process of rolling out, a very simple link that's within the group header to Planner. You might actually, if you're within the first release group, you'll actually see that. You should be seeing that there already, but if you're not there, you should be seeing it in the next coming weeks.
Awesome, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Do you want
to? Sure.
Do you have folks who are using Project Online, you know, the more robust system, and then also finding function here, and how does that work for, you know, especially the end user who's got, you know, I've got tasks in Project, I've got now tasks in Planner, maybe things in, you know, VSTS or, you know, in SharePoint tasks, how do you handle for all of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think to re-ask it again is, hey, there's tasks from lots of different places. How do we make sense of the world, maybe? I'll tackle the first one is that, like Dave mentioned in one of the earlier slides, we do see Wunderlist serving as a center of gravity for helping identify all the work that belongs to you. And so where that starts today is that, Wunderlist will have a collection of tasks that, you know, you kind of manage within it. In the future, we're working closely with the Wunderlist team to go and expose things like planner tasks, as well as some of the tasks from other systems. So you can always see what's most relevant. You know, I'll be honest, it'll take us a while to get all the way done there, but that is our intent. In addition to that, there are a couple of other interesting connections that we see between the products. So I think one that we like to highlight quite a bit is this notion of Project Online and Planner. And so Project Online provides really structured capabilities of how to go and, you know, manage a really complicated project. We do think that there's an interesting world in which, hey, some of these tasks might be better managed within a small team. The project manager or the portfolio manager might not necessarily need to know all of those details, but they still want the status to flow up. And so we're looking at a bunch of these sorts of links within the Project Online and the Planner space. You know, we're still pretty early in the thinking there, but like I said, we're all the same team, so we're definitely chatting a lot.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what that starts to mean from a like a demand management, capacity management standpoint for you know, resources.
Yeah, like I said, we're still kind of early in our thinking there, but we do think that that sort of a link is important. And we're trying to figure out what's the right amount of information to flow back up. You know, what's complexity versus what's kind of just what you need to go and do the reporting that you want. Yeah, but that's a great question, thank you.
I would add, feel free to stop by the booth and talk to, I'll be there. But also, there's a lot of ways to think about how to automate that information status back and forth. But it, you know, as of now, it's something that we're thinking about as Microsoft. But there's some other solutions that exist today that can help facilitate that. So stop by and I'd like to talk about that.
Okay. Let's go here.
Hi. How long are completed tasks retained in Planner? And how difficult is it to manage multiple plans simultaneously?
So the first question was, how long are completed tasks retained? So currently, they just stay within the plan until you've deleted them. And so you know, they're there for you to look at and access again. If you do delete a task, we follow the normal data retention policies within Office 365. I believe it's something like, you know, if a user deletes them, we have access to them for, I believe it's like around 28 days, and then after which they're permanently deleted. So we're just following the Office 365 standards there.
And then the multiple plans?
Yeah, and so within managing multiple plans, the main thing that we have today is that within the Planner Hub experience that Dave showed, is that it gives you the summary of all of the plans that you're currently a member of. And so what we think that this is useful for is it gives you the overview of whatever is kind of relevant for a given week. What we found a lot when we chatted with folks is that, you know, while Dave's a member, at least this user is a member of quite a few plans, they're not necessarily focusing on all of them on a given week. It's usually like two or three that you really want to highlight. And so by providing the ability to favorite a couple plans, you can get that deeper information at a summary level, and then from there drill in as necessary. I guess over there.
Yeah.
Can you be a little more explicit about when search will be available?
So, you know, I think that search is obviously a feature we do care about. We look at it in two ways, both within a plan as well as kind of across all of the plans. Within the plans, we think we're going to actually be enabling relatively soon. I can't give you a specific date, but you know, other than, hey, that's one that we think will be relatively soon. Search across plans is a little bit further out, but it is something that we definitely want to enable. Apologize, I can't give you a more specific date, but
okay.
You know.
As long as it's coming.
Yep.
Thanks.
Hi. Sorry.
Who was first?
Me first? Okay. About naming conventions.
Yes.
In groups, you can have a prefix, a suffix, but in Planner, I believe you can't. When is that resolved?
Yeah, and so, great question. So with a lot of the compliance features that we have, a lot of the management features we have for groups is that they all came from the Exchange world. And so what we're trying to do right now is port them over to Azure Active Directory to make sure that all of the group workloads respect them the same. And so that's in process right now. You know, I think we're hoping by the end of the year that should all be in place.
Okay. And you talked also about naming conventions and properties, using AD properties.
You know, I think that, for example, if you wanted to attach like a department code, just basically the properties on, you know, the users or other kind of org level things.
Okay. One other question?
Sure.
Yeah. About the guest, you can turn it on and you can turn it off. Is that tenant-wide or is there some other properties we can use to have it more granular?
I'd have to double check. I believe that you can specify both not only tenant-wide or not. I think that you can also specify specific groups that can enable guest access, but I'll have to follow up to confirm.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Hi. Planner is integrated to groups. Groups is not, are now really bound to SharePoint team sites. So my question is there a plan to link SharePoint tasks in Planner, or it's not the aim at all?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. You know, we certainly think that what we're looking at more here is that what's the right way to expose Planner content within the context of your SharePoint site? And so that's more the direction that we're looking at rather than the reverse.
Thanks.
Can you contrast Skype Teams versus Planner? The differences between?
Between, say it again, sorry.
Skype Teams?
That's something that's a rumor that we as a company policy don't address, unfortunately.
Okay, question? Oh, we can go this way. Okay, let's go this side.
Can you elaborate what is the use case for SharePoint tasks versus Planner? How do you see people using, you know?
Sorry, between Planner and what? Sorry.
SharePoint task.
Oh, okay, sure.
I mean, what is the use case? What is the, you know, when do you recommend using
tasks? Versus? You know, I think that the main thing today is that we do see that Planner is well and deeply integrated across the group's ecosystem. And so, you know, like I noted, conversations are backed by Exchange, all the files are stored in SharePoint as well. And so we think that if you're really trying to go and enable a broad set of collaborative tools, Planner is the way you want to go. The cases that you still want to consider SharePoint tasks would be something if you want to do really deep workflow integrations, things of that sort.
Hi. This is the first time I've seen Planner at all this week, so I found the session really interesting. I think it looks like a really good tool.
Thank you.
What I'm interested to know is whether it offers any integration with Link for instant messaging and chat, and if there's any plans in that regard.
Currently we don't have the integration with like Presence and Link. One of the capabilities that you see sometimes across other Office 365 workloads is kind of the ability just to call up, a Skype for Business chat window. And so something that is what we are looking at. So, you know, we think a common scenario here is, hey, I have a task that's assigned to a couple people. I want to go and you know, message them all, hey, what's going on? And so that's the type of thing that we're looking at in the future.
Okay. Could you just remind me of the timelines for mobile support as well?
So for the mobile support right now, this is all tentative, so you know, things can always change, but we're thinking early next year.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You mentioned that Planner uses the Graph API. I guess I didn't catch how much you expose via Graph. So is everything for Planner exposed? So if I really need templates now, I can do it myself?
Actually, that is the case. So everything for Planner is basically exposed. You should be able to recreate a Planner-like experience using the Graph API today. You know, I think that some of the cases for some of the details, like, hey, how do we link a conversation to the task? Like, you know, you'd probably need to get a little bit, we'll have to go and update our documentation a little bit to make it clearer, but it's all there. And so certainly, if you wanted to go create a custom kind of plan creation process, and then from there, go and say, I want to create these buckets and add these tasks to it, you can do that with the API.
Thank you. Hi. Will it be possible to create more of your own metadata and create buckets and the graphs based on that?
So within the bucket space specifically, you have the ability to create lots of extra buckets of your own type. So you certainly have that capability there. With regards to custom metadata, it's something that we're thinking about. We certainly don't want to get to a point that you have a fully extensible schema for a task, but I think that something like, you know, one or two extra fields seems reasonable within our simplicity goals. I don't know exactly when we're going to go do it, but it is something we've heard pretty frequently.
Okay. You mentioned some usability management features. When does an ETA for that?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
The usability management features you mentioned are in progress. Do you have an ETA?
Yeah, so most the ones that I listed there for the management stuff, like the group creation stuff is there already today. The naming convention, we think by the end of the year. Was there a different one that you want?
Well, for example, let's say somebody wants to play around with it, creates a test plan, which creates a group, then they abandon it. Now you have this group that's out there, it's in your Globo address book.
Okay.
I mean, how do you manage the sprawl of
sure.
plans that come out and they're abandoned, they're not being used anymore?
Yeah, I'd have to double check with some of the timing on that. I recommend maybe dropping by our booth or the Office 365 groups booth later. I know that they do plan to have a couple of additional like usage reports around groups coming, but I'm not exactly sure of their timing right now. But I think that would help identify, you know, abandoned groups, so to speak.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Hi, I was curious whether Planner supports any kind of notification reminders when someone's got a task due, or are you kind of providing this as a place to come check your work and see what's upcoming? And then also, are you roadmapping any way to easily move tasks between plans?
Okay. So with the first question around notifications, so we do have basic task activity notifications today. So meaning if I've assigned a task to someone or I completed a task, we will go and notify the group that that's happened. We currently don't do a due date based notification, but it's something that we're thinking about. Sorry, what was your second question again?
It was just about organizing and moving tasks between plans.
Okay, yeah. That is something that we're also looking at, in particular as part of some of the template work. There, but and so all of that we expect sometime next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The short codes that are listed for the plans, is there any option to change those? We have a lot of plans that have similar naming conventions.
So basically, you're asking about for all the display names, are there ways? Yeah. And so I think the best way that's going to be to do that will be when we have the naming convention feature. And so what that will allow you to do is, you know, you can go and define for your tenancy a specific set of, say, prefixes or common codes to go and append to all of the group names. And so that way you can go and exert a little bit of additional control over it. Okay, I think that's all. Well, thanks for all the great questions. I think that's everyone. And so like I said, you know, hopefully you liked what you guys saw today. We would love getting your feedback, so drop by the booth and say hi, and then don't forget to fill out your evaluations.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks so much.